Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. Today, I want to do a training on how to share your story. Some people might call this an elevator speech. I like to think of it as a simple way to explain to people what you do for a living and why you do it. It's important to have a simple way to share your story with your prospects. When people ask you what you do, you have to have a simple way that you can answer that question without looking like a deer in the headlights. So the examples you see on this slide and the next slide, there's about, I think, six or seven total examples, are example stories that you could use to share your story. So think of these as like a blueprint. What you're going to do is you're going to change a few words and you're going to make it relevant to your situation and relevant to the conversation that you're having. I do recommend that you have two stories, one that's kind of product related and one that's kind of business related. And what's good about having two is if you're talking to a prospect who is more product related or you think is going to be product related, you can share that story. If you're talking to someone who's business minded, you can share your business story and it'll be more effective by doing that. So these examples, I did put the name of my company. I am in LiveGood. I am an independent affiliate. So if you see that name there, don't mind that. You can just replace it with whatever company you promote. So if you're a stay-at-home mom, and I won't read through every single one of these. You can follow along as I do this. But if you're a stay-at-home mom, this is what you could say. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I love raising my kids, teaching them my values, and being home with them every day. Since I gave up my corporate career, I lost part of my identity. I also want to contribute financially to my family, so I started a LiveGood business to allow me to have the best of both worlds. So you tell people what you do and why you're doing it. Pretty beneficial. Let's say that you're an engineer, and you could tell your prospect, I'm a mechanical engineer by day. I love the creative part of my job and seeing new items being designed from start to finish. However, I don't like my commute or the people I work with. So I started a part-time LiveGood business to walk away from my career and live life on my own terms. Pretty powerful. Next one, weight loss. I've been overweight for almost 10 years. I've tried every diet you can imagine. I'd lose weight and then gain it back and then some. As a final resort, I decided to try the LiveGood weight loss products. In just 30 days, I lost 15 pounds and I feel great. So those are the first three. Then I've got a few more here. And I'll just share one of these. We'll do the timing one. So there are many great companies in the network marketing industry. What I found is that most successful reps join the right company at just the right time. They joined a company before it was a household name. LiveGood is the right company at the right time. So you can just replace my company name with your company name, change any words that you need. And then what you want to do is you want to actually write these out and you want to practice it so that you basically can say it without thinking about it. And you might have to practice it 30, 40, 50 times, read it aloud until it just becomes secondhand memory. It just spits off the end of your tongue without you even thinking about it. And then when people ask you what you do for a living, or you're having a conversation with someone and you want to know how to share what you do with them, you can just use the little speech that you picked. And once again, you want to have a product one and a business related one. So if your product is financial services, you would just make up a little statement about financial services. Hey, I was working a job and I realized I was going broke. I was living paycheck to paycheck. I wasn't putting money aside. So I decided to educate myself about personal finances, and I found ABC Company. And since then, I've saved 20% of my income for the past 3 years. Just an example. I just kind of came up with that off the cuff. But if you put some thought into it and you write it out and you edit it a few times and you come up with maybe two, at most three sentences that you like, and then you just memorize it, you'll be able to have a conversation with anyone and feel confident that you can share your message. And the last thing I want to say is this. When you share your story with someone, if they immediately change the subject and start talking about the weather or something else, it means they're not interested. If you say this and then it piques someone's curiosity and they start asking you questions, that is what you want. Not everybody's going to be that way. Maybe 5 out of 10 will change a subject immediately. Maybe 5 out of 10 will ask you questions. If they ask you questions, do not make the mistake of trying to explain everything. This is the kiss of death. You basically talked them into your business. Now you're in the process of talking them out of your business. So don't say a lot. What I like to do is if I give someone the speech and they start asking me questions, I would say, hey, Joe, it sounds like you'd like more information about what it is that I do. Is that correct? And then he'd say yes or no. And then I'd say, great. Would it be okay if I emailed you or texted you a link to a 5-minute video that explains what I do and how I do it? Would that be okay? And then boom. So you're using a third party tool. You're not explaining it yourself. You're piquing their curiosity. If they express an interest, you're sharing a third party tool. It could be a conference call, a webinar, a video, a website, a three-way call, whatever you want, whatever it is that you use, you share that with them. And then that does the selling for you. You don't do the selling. Your third party tool does the selling, the sifting, the sorting for you. So this is my thoughts on how to share your MLM story effectively. Biggest takeaway, write down 2 to 3 sentences that explain what you do and why you do it. Edit it a few times until it looks good and you feel comfortable with it. Memorize it so that when people ask you what you do, you know how to respond confidently without sounding weird or looking weird. And then most importantly, make sure you have a couple third-party tools put aside that you can use when people do express an interest and they want to learn more about what you do, so you don't make the mistake of talking too much and talking them out of it. With that, I hope you got some value from today's training. As a quick disclaimer, individual results will vary. This is just my opinion, and this information is for educational purposes only. I do try to make a new video about every single day, so make sure you check back often. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. That'll help our channel out a lot. And finally, check out the links and the resources in the description box below this video. With that, I hope you have a great day. Thanks for stopping by.